Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said Saturday he's looking to fix the country's judicial system after the Supreme Court there nullified his election win, citing irregularities at the polls. For the second time in 2 days, Kenyatta accused the court of usurping the will of the people in its choice to overturn Kenyatta's election victory. Its Supreme Court cites irregularities and illegalities committed by the Electoral Board during the vote, which the court said harmed the integrity of the election. Kenya's constitution says fresh elections now must be held in 60 days. The leaders of the United States and South Korea Friday reaffirmed the need to bring Pyongyang back to the negotiating table by applying maximum sanctions and pressure, according to the office of President Moon Jae-in, on North Korea. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked to clarify President Trump's stance on diplomacy with Pyongyang.
The president's looking for an integrated process, and we're continuing to move forward on that. We take North Korea extremely seriously, and all options are on the table. That hasn't changed.
Moon and U.S. President Trump spoke by telephone. The White House said in a statement the two leaders discussed the close and continuing cooperation between the United States, South Korea, and Japan. President Trump has asked Congress for nearly $8 billion in aid for relief and recovery efforts in Texas and Louisiana after Hurricane Harvey damaged the Gulf Coast region last week. The storm has displaced more than 1 million people and claimed the lives of dozens of others. Houston area officials said that 156,000 homes have been damaged in one county alone. This is VOA News.